Spring into deals at Lowe's. Shop select 1.5-gallon annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, for the perfect addition to Mom's garden. Plus, get 3 free bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil when you buy 3. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/6, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Dark Side of Sonny Belwani's Theranos trial has been complicated by the dropout. Florida girl accused of creating hit list, allegedly living in deplorable conditions. Mother's arrested. And attorney requests competency evaluation for a Wisconsin woman charged in the grisly murder of a sexual partner. Those stories and more today on The Dark Side of...
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is The Dark Side of...
That indeed it is. Welcome to the program. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you listen to us. You don't miss any of our new episodes every single Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, I'm kind of intrigued by this whole Sonny Belwani thing.
Yeah. Have you been watching The Dropout on Hulu?
No. But as you well know, I've taken a deep dive into that for a long time. And so when The Dropout was going to be on Hulu, I thought that was interesting because her trial was over, but his trial was coming up.
That's how you plan for a season two.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But I just think it's so strange that you could, it just seems like there's a way that you can't have a TV show on at the same time as a trial.
As the same time this stuff is going on. It's not even done yet.
It seems like a cease and desist basic kind of premise would happen. Like, sorry, can't do that. You know, we've got a trial we need to get through. Then you can run all the shows you want. I don't think
there's any law against that.
I don't think so. No. But it just seems like there should be.
Well, it'd be like saying, no, because if you were to do something like that, that's like saying, like, every news magazine show can't broadcast because they're expressing opinion or they're expressing something one way or another, and someone could listen to this who could be a potential juror. That would then it would shut down media, you know?
Point made.
But we'd be in Russia.
It just seems so strange to me because just by doing that, it definitely taints the jury pool. Now, more people are aware of this. And then, you know, it was hard following her because she was trying to throw him under the bus during her trial.
Yeah.
That it was all his fault that she was going through what she was going through. So if I was him, I'd have been like, oh, please try me first. Please try me first.
I think what they should do after all of these series are done is kind of do what they did with some of the horror movies in the 90s, where they would combine characters to be like Freddy versus Jason. So you could have like Elizabeth Holmes versus Pam, you know, and And they both like, they like descend on some unsuspecting town in Idaho. And it's, you know, kind of like Salem's Lot.
You're talking about two totally different women.
Yes.
With Holmes.
Yeah, and exactly. Pam. And they, yeah, and they show up and it's like one tries to like tear apart the town, but seems like this really nice woman. And then the other one is like fucking like giving people the wrong diagnosis at Walgreens, you know, and it's just like, who gets caught first? And everybody, it's like Mayberry-ish. Everybody's really trusting and innocent. And yeah.
Oh, God, that's the funniest freaking thing I've heard forever. I want to see it.
I think it'd be great.
Pam versus Elizabeth Holmes.
All sorts of stuff. You're like the guy from the guy from the staircase. Oh, I think he's dead now, though, isn't it? Versus who's the guy who also just died recently?
But it's okay if they're dead because you can just write the
exactly.
Series.
Well, this isn't real anymore. This is just characters. The Jinx guy. Who is that? I'm trying to think of his name.
Oh, I can't think either.
The Jinx was the documentary. Robert Durst. See, like Robert Durst versus
the staircase guy.
The staircase guy. Or you got to get the other couple that buried their kids in the backyard. Those have to be on one of the episodes too.
But the crimes need to be totally different.
Yeah.
Like that family, like they buried their kids in the backyard.
Yeah.
And then this family, they go against the Sackler family.
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be lovely.
Who have made billions of dollars off of turning people into addicts.
So it gets like really bad. And then on the after the show, the families compete again in a very Double Dare style game. And Mark Summers hosts, and we see how everyone does and there's physical challenges.
Everybody, no matter what, they're just big fucking losers.
Yeah.
Like everything that happens, you get to hate them even more.
Mm-hmm.
And it exposes them for the evil, horrible people they are continually.
Yep.
Because it's like, you didn't think you could like them any less. Well, just wait.
Chad and Lori Daybell versus the Duggars. You know, it would be so. Yeah. Except it would be like, tonight on Fox, Chad and Lori Daybell take on the Duggars in a wild and wacky experiment you won't see coming. Who can find the kids first? If you can find the kids first and capture the flag and then run in the Ferris wheel and pull the flag out of the nose in 30 seconds, you'll win the physical challenge. It'd be something horrible like that.
Horrible. Yeah, both of them. Like, then you get them in the Ferris wheel and one of them falls out.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. And it's like, I found a wrist. Like, oh, God. It's just, yeah, it'd be fucking horrible. But I bet you it would be a hit. It would be just as big as Squid Game or anything else. So there you go. Another wonderful idea courtesy of this show.
Someone can steal it.
Somebody fucking run with it. Let's go to our first story of the day. Sonny Belwani's Theranos trial. Apparently being complicated by the dropout. I was also hearing today... there was another issue. There's an issue, I think, with COVID or something. A juror's potential COVID exposure is also delayed part of the trial. In the week ahead, former Theranos COO Sonny Belwani's fraud trial, which was set to begin today before being postponed due to a juror being exposed to someone with COVID. Santa Clara, we're still doing that? We're still doing the... I think I was by somebody thing and shutting everything down. The Santa
like that's the only thing.
Yeah, fucking going to Walmart. You've been exposed to somebody and you just keep going because what's the fucking point anymore? But I guess you can now delay the Sonny Belwani trial by saying I think I was by somebody that coughed. Santa Clara County Superior Court was hard at work screening potential jurors from the pool of local citizens. This is a typical part of court cases, meant to ensure that a jury's makeup is representative of the larger community. But the process is a bit thicker with high-profile cases like those of Belwani and Theranos founder Elizabeth Holmes. Given the potential for jurors' opinions to be influenced by information from outside of the trial, things that, like, say, a flashy 8-episode streaming miniseries based on a podcast by the same name, Well, the amount of reporting and attention around Theranos and the disgraced founder obviously presented something of a complication in the jury selection process. What U.S. District Judge Elizabeth Edward W. might not have expected is that the dropout, Hulu's dramatization of Holmes, fall from grace to become a factor here. Law 360 reports that before Delvia ultimately swore in a full panel of 12 jurors and six alternatives, the four-day-long selection process was marked by the dismissal of 200 would-be jurors who had begun watching The Dropout. One dismissed potential juror. I mean, that's pretty amazing that many people had been watching it.
Here's my theory on that. It was that
they just kept saying it.
Because the one guy's like, "Hey, I've been watching The Dropout," and then everybody else is like,
"Just say that,
dude. Me too.
Out. Okay,
they hadn't watched it, but they're like, I'm watching it too.
Say, people haven't watched TV like that since fucking JR got shot. If you're going to have like 200 out of like 212 like be dismissed, like that doesn't happen anymore on television.
Because that one time when I was trying to get on that jury, that's what happened. Like people were just saying random shit. Like,
yeah,
they said, you know, this trial does involve a gun. And then this person says, I think anybody who has guns should be locked up. Okay, we're dismissing you. And then somebody else has said something random about guns.
Yeah.
I love guns.
Yeah.
Okay, you're out. And everybody just started jumping on the freaking gun bandwagon.
Sure.
Just so they could get dismissed.
Well, and it's interesting that they do that in a public setting, too. And it's not like you're not like in a private room and it's like, is there a reason why you can't? Because if you just start like shouting crazy shit, yeah, you're going to get dismissed.
I don't know. That time with the only experience I have with it, we were all in one room.
Yeah.
It was like probably 75 people.
I would think there'd be more of a private thing. Like, can you tell us why you wouldn't like to do it? Okay. Or whatever. You know, I just think it would be done more, I don't know, privately. Because it lends to that. It lends to people like, oh, that worked. You know, I don't know.
But I don't think they have the room. Although what they should do is just put up a partition and take people behind the partition and say, hey.
Yeah. It's one of those things where the excuse will be something like, we don't have the room. Like, figure it out. Problem solving for the U.S. government to do in some way, shape, or form. Not good at it. It's like, this is a solvable problem. Like, there's ways of doing this. But, yeah. Anyway. One dismissed potential juror told the court that while she stopped watching the series after being summoned for jury duty, she didn't believe that she could be unbiased in her deliberation of the trial. The other dismissed potential juror said that while he had not exactly watched the show himself, he'd accidentally seen enough of it to understand the gist of what was going on due to his girlfriend watching three episodes of The Dropout over the weekend. In addition to those two people being dismissed, other potential jurors noted that they'd seen advertisements for The Dropout online, which one person calling them constant presences on Facebook. Wait a second. I don't know that there's even three full episodes out yet. How could they have watched three episodes? Are they watching more than we're aware of? Do they have a secret pass into Hulu? I don't know. I thought there was only like two out, unless I'm wrong. I could be wrong.
But there is The Dropout podcast.
Okay, there's that, yeah.
So there's that, because the Hulu is based on the podcast, and I listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm. And I did not listen to that podcast, but... Well, there you go.
I think ABC News did it. It was really good.
Well, the court seems confident in its ability to adjust for whatever influence The Dropout may have on Belwani's trial. The fact that it all raises interesting questions about Hulu and ABC's decision to turn an ongoing news event into an informative entertainment so quickly. Holmes herself was first charged in the summer of 2018, subsequently indicted in the summer of 2020, and ultimately found guilty this past January, 2 months ahead of The Dropout's premiere on Hulu. For all The Dropout's attention and care into recounting things that have already happened, there are elements of the Theranos story as it relates to Holmes, who isn't scheduled to be sentenced until this September. They simply have not come to pass yet. The same is true of Belwani's role in the Theranos story, more of which may come to light as this trial gets underway, just as The Dropout hits at a midway point. So, yeah, okay, well, and this story is from The Verge. Charles Pullman Moore wrote it. And it's, why did they do it? Because they'll make fucking money at it. Because there's a huge demand from the public for shit like this. That's why they did it. They were probably
You can make a ton of money off of that.
Yeah, that's why. And there's no law preventing them from doing it. I mean, so that's...
Trials weren't tied together.
No.
They're separate trials.
I don't really understand where it's like, why are they doing this? We're going to argue this. Why the fuck are the Kardashians on television and everybody watches it? You know, if like this is the actually somewhat of a newsy event that people are may learn something from or get their news this way in a dramatization. I think we're going to see more of this. I think we're going to see a lot more things that are actively going on turned into dramatized series as they are underway. And you know, like, will there be a season two? It's like, who knows? Like, what happens in real life first? And then it comes out.
Well, in that particular case with Elizabeth Holmes, they had plenty of time to put that together because, like, between when she went to trial and she was charged, I mean, golly, it was a few, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
So
the story was there. The story's been there for a long time.
But I did enjoy listening to The Dropout because the whole story of it, and then they followed the trial. Every week there was an episode about the trial, which it was really fascinating. I thought it was very well done.
That is interesting. We should make a serialized podcast for some sort of upcoming crazy shit, and then they can take our story and turn it into a miniseries. Oh
my God.
Huh?
Yes.
Just got to find something crazy.
Sign me up. We just got to find some kind of shit to talk about.
I tell you what, I will go ask if I can, I'll present myself as an orphan and see if the Duggars will take me in. And then I'll live, like, it'll be called Living as a Duggar, and I'll do all their stuff for like, you know, a couple months. And then I can write back and I can give you like the inside scoop of what life is like as a Duggar.
Okay, this is going to be great.
It'd be great.
It's gonna be so
I know they're open to adopting random people off the street.
Shave.
Yes.
Shave.
Because I'll wear a cross necklace or something going in. Yeah. And they'll be like, oh, of course. Yes. You.
Jesus sent me.
Yep. Yes. I'll just tell them that. And they'll be like, yeah, come on in. Let's go to our next story on today's episode of The Dark Side of Florida girl accused of creating a hit list, allegedly living in deplorable conditions, and the mother arrested. Is anyone shocked? At all, that someone who is going to do that, you know, is probably not being raised by the best of human beings. A 40-year-old mother was arrested last week. This is from True Crime Daily. Arrested last week for child neglect following an investigation into her 14-year-old child, who reportedly created a kill list. According to a press release from the St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday, March 8th, school faculty from the Westgate K-8 told deputies about a list of 8 juveniles, names on the 14-year-old student's phone labeled kill list. The sheriff's office reportedly performed a search of the student's home for possible weapons and says the teen was living in deplorable living conditions. Cocaine and drug paraphernalia were also in plain view. The student's mother, Brooke Lynn Hinkle, was reportedly arrested and charged with child neglect, possession of cocaine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was booked in the St. Lucie County Jail and held on $6,250 bond, the sheriff's office says. The student was reportedly brought to the Department of Juvenile Justice for processing. In a statement, Chief Deputy Brian Hester said, "We are committed to providing a safe learning environment for our children and continue to work diligently with St. Lucie Public School to do so." Hester added, "It is also imperative for parents to provide a safe home environment for their children and to talk to their children about the dangers of written verbal threats in school settings, as well as the consequences of their actions." St. Lucie Public School told WPTV-TV in a statement, "We continue to have a positive working relationship with the Sheriff's Department and both have the same goal in mind of keeping students and staff safe." What's sad about this is that it took the girl having to lash out and act out in such a way for somebody to finally go to the house and say, "This is fucked up." I would imagine that there probably been a lot of suspicion if anyone was remotely paying attention.
I would like to see that girl placed in another living situation. I'm foster really effed up, but some, you know, maybe there's some family member who didn't know. I don't know. but I'd rather not see her charged because her mom, like, isn't parenting her.
She's a victim of her circumstances, you know,
she's
in this case.
She probably hates the whole freaking world. She needs help is what she needs.
Yeah.
So if you throw her in juvenile, she's not going to get the help she needs.
No, she's going to repeat the cycle.
And she's been victimized her whole life, is my guess.
No, it's really
with
sad.
Nobody around to care and nurture her. This is what happens. Mom needs to be locked up. That shit pisses me off.
In all reality, you could drive down almost any town in America. This is probably at least one street you could drive down, no matter how small or large your town. And you could go, you can just fucking walk down it, hang out for a little bit, observe the folks, observe the people coming and going, observe the people who are parents that are coming and going, and observe the lack of care for the children that is going on and the state those parents are in. Do that for, I don't know, fucking hour. And you could probably knock a lot of this out. Now, what is the solution? What do you do with the children? I mean, if you really hit this hard, like a sting, there's not enough people to take these kids in. But we don't really have a solution at the moment. And we kind of currently in our society have this idea that, well, the best thing is just with the parents, no matter what. No, it's not. Not when this is the case. But it's so sad, just what it takes for things like this to finally get raised to attention.
Oh, it's just makes me so mad. It's like, why do you have children? if they're not even, like, a kid should be what you think of constantly.
Yeah.
You know, your whole day is, you know.
Yes,
your
if
whole
it's
day
not,
is spent with what's best for Harper. And you don't make a decision without taking your daughter into consideration.
Exactly.
You could say, I want to go out with my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Got to figure out how this works out with my daughter's schedule. And then you figure out what night you can go out with your girlfriend.
And you know? We both have to do the same thing because we both got kids. And we discussed this quite a bit when we started to talk about people, where it's like, we do not understand the people that can just not be connected, you know, to their children, like, in every way. Like, that's the first thing on your mind, no matter what. I mean, that's one of those things, you know, that I love about her, is that she thinks the same way I do. And it's like, priorities are, we have our children and then we go beyond that. But that's like, that's the first thing. That's the first thing that comes to your mind. I don't get it. I don't get how you can be a parent and not fucking do that.
Be present for your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, that's number one.
It's amazing looking at this woman's mugshot. She's 40. Holy shit. You look at this, I'd guess maybe 64 or so.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, she's about my age. Holy shit, is somebody my... Wow, I'm just thinking. So this is a girl who graduated about 2000. Looks like... picture the cast of Scream. and now picture the Golden Girls in Golden Palace, the follow-up series. It's like, holy Jesus. That's what drugs will do to you, kids. Let's see here. Got into one more story here. We'll jump over to attorney request competency evaluation for a Wisconsin woman charged in the grisly murder of a sexual partner. Okay. Family of Shad Thiron are planning for his funeral and asking the public for lots of prayers. This coming to us from People. An attorney for a Wisconsin woman accused of murdering and dismembering a 25-year-old man last month has asked the court for a competency evaluation for his client. Action 2 News reports. You know what? Action 2 News is actually the station I wanted to work. I actually worked in their building for years in the radio station upstairs. But when I was a little kid, I wanted to be on TV, and I pretended that was my fake TV station, was Action 2 News, WBAY. Finally, I get to, like, say Action 2 News. I would pretend. I
You didn't even do it with your big Action 2
News. No, because I respect that one. And I'd be, like, out with my fake microphone in front of my playset being like, Tony Bruschi, Action 2 News, Fond du Lac. Yeah, as I'm like reporting on my cat. This cat just went down the slide. This is the first cat to ever go down a swing set slide. Murphy, how do you feel?
Meow.
You heard it there. Tony Bruschi, Action 2 News, Fond du Lac.
Little Tony's so adorable.
Yeah. My aunt videotaped me doing that once. There's video of this shit show. I'll find it. In fact, I got it emailed to me last year. I'll find it.
Oh, please find it.
Continuing on, based upon the discussion I had with my client, I have concerns regarding her ability to understand those proceedings and assist in her own defense. Shoshbust attorney wrote in a document obtained by Action 2 News, Taylor Schlapp, I don't know how to say this name. It's a very Wisconsin name. Shaw Business, I think, 24, allegedly told Green Bay Police Department that she and Shad Thyron smoked meth. It's a good way to spend a Friday night. Romantic. Put on a little Christopher, Lady in Red. Spending the day together, according to a complaint obtained by people. About 3 a.m. on February 23rd, police responded to a call after Thyron's mother discovered her son's severed head in a bucket in the basement. It sucks just going down there to get laundry, maybe find some Tide, and there's a head.
Oh, my God.
Criminal complaint says police found Shaw Business at her home where she had dried blood on her clothing. In her van, they also allegedly located a crock pot box containing what the complaint says were additional human body parts, including legs. Back at the residence of Thyron's mother, police recovered the head and the male organ in the bucket and a separate storage tote and upper torso. They also recovered knives. What the fuck is up with all these, like, let's cut everybody up and put them in bags shit?
And they're on meth while they're doing it.
Police said they believe Thyron was strangled before his body was mutilated, per Schreibus's alleged account. She allegedly told police she didn't mean to kill him. Accident. But enjoyed the choking and continued to do it, the complaint states.
But you didn't mean to do it.
I liked it, but I didn't mean to do it.
I enjoyed it. I didn't mean to. And like choking someone takes a lot of effort and strength and time. It's not like, whoops, I just shot him in the head.
Yeah, it doesn't look easy. Shy Business responded that the police were going to have fun trying to find all the organs as she's dismembered the body. According to the complaint, which adds, Shaw Business stated she used knives that she obtained from the kitchen of the residence and that a bread knife worked the best because of the serrated blade. That's not a fucking bread knife. Bread knives don't have serrated blades. Bread knives are the ones that are... Oh, I was sounding like a big cutting... Okay, I'm thinking butter knife. A bread knife.
But it seems like you would need something electrical. That'd be...
You need a big, strong... A bread knife would break. A bread knife would, like, be... That's not what you want to pick. The facts allege, I guess, but you know, she has experience cutting up a body. I don't. The facts alleged are extremely concerning and disturbing and go to the violent nature and grave nature of the offense. Assistant District Attorney Caleb Saunders said in court Tuesday, where bond for Shaw Business was set at $2 million in cash, reports WBAY-TV. Shaw Business is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and third-degree sexual assault. She's being held in the Brown County Jail, People confirms through online court records. An attorney has not been identified, but she's scheduled for another hearing on March 22nd. For now, Thyron's family is planning for his funeral, with help from the assistance of a GoFundMe page. Donations will assist my cousin Tara and her family with housing arrangements, transportation, and funeral expenses for sweet Shad. It states otherwise, we humbly ask for prayers, lots of prayers, and privacy during this incredibly difficult time. There you go.
I can't even imagine what that... Because it'd be hard enough to... My guess is there was problems beforehand if he's doing meth.
Yeah.
You know, most people who do it on a regular basis aren't in a really good place in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
But it just makes me sad. Like, no one should die like that. I mean, it's just so horrific. I don't even know how you would wrap your brain around that.
And she looks... Again, this is when you'd see, and you go walking through the mall and you see her. I mean, if you walk through a mall anymore, like I'm just like going to the Gap or something. I don't, like, it does not look like a serial killer, or not a, but someone who would be capable of doing this. But I guess anyone's capable of anything these days. But again, not the type where you, she doesn't look like a meth head in the mugshot.
And it almost sounds like there's somebody else involved, because a woman strangling a man, number one, is very unusual.
And she's cutting up the body, and I don't know.
This, and then cutting it up and like leaving the head to where the mom could find it. Like, that just, I don't know. That seems more than just a meth-induced frenzy.
Yeah, I do not know, but that's just fucking grisly and dark. George Graffis, Action 2 News forecast coming up next.
Because you just have been wanting to say that your whole life.
I used to say that all the time, because it was George Graffis, Action 2 News, clouds tonight, 75. And what I was really, because I grew up watching that station, and George retired just the other year, and I sent him a message. But George, he would call up and give the forecast, because they were in the basement. We were on the third floor. And I remember the first time I was working there, I was like 16. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm working in this building. It was the big top 40 station, WIXX. And the basement was Channel 2. And I'm just like, I'm amongst the stars. Because you know? In my mind, the stars are the, you know, the anchors of the ABC local news. And the people that were working on the radio. So the first time George calls up to give the forecast, he's like, hey, Tony, it's George. I'm like, hi, Tony, it's George. I was so nervous.
Yeah. But, you know, when you think about it, 20, 25 years ago, the people on TV and on the radio.
Yeah.
Way more people knew them, and sure, they were local celebrities, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, it was. It was.
And I can't even tell you who is the anchors on our news stations here.
I can't. I don't know anything. Every time I try and watch local news, I just cringe.
Different people, I swear.
I cringe. It's like, it's so bad. Just like the production. I mean, you would think over time it would get better, or it would be more. This looks like college access half the time. Like, do we just have no standards on how we're doing? Like, can we check levels to make sure, like, the testimonial is, like, remotely hearable and the voiceover? I mean, there's just so many things. I'm like, what happened to good reporting? I don't know.
Please.
But then you got good reporting in this day and age,
Tony.
But then you got to also consider this, too, because everybody thinks people on TV or people on the radio make a shitload of money. The average reporter probably going in a lot of these places makes maybe $20,000 a year. And we want you to cover all of this stuff and be on call 24 hours a day for the first year, and no vacation until the first year. And then we'll maybe consider bumping you up a little bit, and maybe a little. And so if you can survive that.
Then the first year comes and they are like, oh, we didn't make that much money last year like we thought we were going to. So and we're freezing wages.
But you're a senior reporter now because everyone else quit. So
we're freezing your wage.
And you get that extra title, though. So enjoy the title. And we got a Keurig machine over in the coffee. We didn't get the cups, but we got the machine and we got the water. If you can bring your own cups, totally use it anytime you want.
And your own little Keurig thingies.
Mm-hmm. We're not going to be doing the machine.
We don't have any coffee to make.
We're not going to do the water bottles anymore, or the cooler. That's just, you know, we got a nice tap. The water here tastes good. We're just going to use that. You know, there's ice cubes in the freezer or the mini fridge. You know, I know sometimes you got to kick it, but, you know, it'll work. The true workings of radio and television. It is true. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of The Dark Side Of. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to help keep us on the air, become a supporter, check out our Patreon page, patreon.com, and search Dark Side Of, or go to darksidepod.com. Make sure to press subscribe wherever you download the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. New ones every single Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. Press that subscribe button before you forget. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side Of.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.